Welcome to the Punk and Pile Drivers Podcast here on the Backbreaker Media Network. And now, your host, Big Bad Boris.
That's right, kids. It's time for another episode of the Punk and Pile Drivers Podcast on the Backbreaker Media Network. My name is Big Bad Boris, and this week, we're keeping it in the family.
Hi.
Joining me this week is my oldest, my firstborn, my child, my flesh and blood. What do we call you, Braden?
I guess.
It's kind of boring.
I mean, Chucky calls me Napoose. Or not Napoose, Bradley.
I don't know where that came from.
Nor do I.
Yeah, he started calling you Bradley. I think he forgot your name when you first started kind of coming around us. And you became Bradley Napoose, and that just kind of stuck.
Yeah, it's like how I call him Chucky, even though I know that's not his actual name.
Sometimes I call you Bradley Napoose.
Yes, you do, and it's
or
weird.
Or little shithead or something.
You call
like
me that.
That
one more.
That's right. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
What's going on?
Nothing.
What's new?
Nothing.
Nothing?
And I live a very unexciting life.
All right, well, good night, everybody. So, pardon me. The reason I wanted to have you on is... Since the pandemic, we haven't really spent a lot of time together. We used to see each other a lot before the pandemic, at least twice a month for PWA shows. Since you turned 18, you don't legally have to spend time with me anymore.
I still do it, though.
No.
I still do.
So, yeah,
wow,
since...
Wow, you make me seem like a dick on your podcast. Thanks.
So, yeah, since the pandemic started, we haven't really got a chance to spend too much time together. And during that time... You've become a bit of a Joshi maniac.
I wouldn't say maniac, but I've started watching it more.
For those of you who don't know, Joshi is Japanese women's professional wrestling, correct?
Yes, it's basically just puresu, but women.
Puresu, but women. Now, where did this come from? How did this start?
Okay, so the whole thing is I have some friends online.
And even before online friends? Have you been catfished yet?
No.
No? Not yet?
Not yet.
All right.
But even before the pandemic, they kept bugging me endlessly and endlessly to check out Stardom. And finally, when the pandemic hit and I had nothing else to do, I was like, fine, I'll check it out.
Yeah, get a job.
You think I haven't been trying?
No, not hard enough, apparently. I'm just teasing you. Anyway, continue.
But they kept bugging me endlessly to check out Stardom. And then when the pandemic hit, I had nothing really else to do. So I decided to check it out. And from there, just kind of went.
All right, now, for a beginner like myself who does not know a lot about Joshi, give me the major promotions, some of the major players. What's okay. Hip and happening right now?
Okay, so...
Because I know there's Stardom.
Stardom is like the main one.
And I know there's like Ice Ribbon. That's a thing, right?
Ice Ribbon is a thing.
And that's about it.
Okay, I'll list all
Sendai Girls, that's a thing, right?
Sendai Girls, that's run by Mako Satomura.
Is All Japan Women still a thing?
No.
Is Gaia still a thing?
No.
Or am I living in the 90s?
You're living in the 90s.
All right.
AJPW. Not AJPW. AJW. That died a long time ago.
All Japan Women died? Okay.
Although off the bones of that is what birthed Stardom, kind of.
Ah, okay. Now, does New Japan own Stardom, or am I thinking of something else?
You're thinking of something else. Okay, so New Japan is owned by a company called Bushiroad.
Bushiroad, yes.
And Bushiroad owns Stardom.
Ah, so they're owned by the same...
So they're owned by the same parent company.
Parent company. And they did the past couple of Wrestle Kingdoms, they've done women's matches, but not on the pay-per-view, correct?
Yeah, the past two, there have been dark matches with people from Stardom.
And who were in those matches?
The first one, let me remember. The first one, I think, was Mayu Iwatani and Julia... Versus
Mayu Iwatani.
No, I got that wrong. Mayu Iwatani and Arisa Hoshiki versus Julia and Hana Kimura.
We're going to talk about Hana Kimura a little
later.
We'll
get to that later.
Mayu Iwatani worked for Ring of Honor, did she not? That name sounds very familiar to me.
She did. She is a former Women of Honor champion.
That's why I remember that name.
Yeah, she was former Women of Honor champion. She lost it to Kelly Klein at G1 Supercard.
Whatever happened to Kelly Klein?
legitimately, I don't know.
there was some sort of shenanigans in the whole Ring of Honor Women's Division kind of fell apart, but they relaunched it, and I guess they're doing, like, Wednesdays, they're doing, like, a women's show on YouTube.
That's cool.
I haven't checked it out yet, but...
I keep wanting to get back into Ring of Honor because I keep being told it's super good now.
It's all right. They will be better, I think... the end of July, I think they have a pay-per-view, and it's going to be their first show back with fans again.
I at least keep getting told that the Pure Division is super good.
Yeah, well, they needed to do something because, I mean, going back to, what, 2018 when we went to WrestleMania, that was one of the deepest rosters in wrestling. Like, they had everybody. And then
All Elite happened. And
and they lost a whole bunch of guys between that and between, like, WWE signing guys, so... They were a little bit lean, but they've really tried to build their own stars. And the Pure Division, I think, was something kind of new and different, and that's helped John Gresham step up.
From what I've seen of the Pure Division, it's super good. I love Jonathan Gresham. I absolutely adore him.
Yeah, super talented guy. Okay, so where were we? We were talking about Stardom and Bushiroad, and
you were talking about the dark matches that happened at Kingdom.
Right.
At Kingdoms. So the first one was, like I said, it was... Mayu Iwatani and Arisa Hoshiki, together their tag team name is AMA, although they're no longer together because Arisa is retired, but that's semantics, versus Hana Kimura and Julia.
Who's Julia?
Julia is the leader of... we can get to that later.
I'm confused.
Because I'll go through all of this after.
I'm confused already.
And I don't remember specifically the second one because there was a couple matches on the one after. There was a six person and then a tag match. I don't remember who was in the six person other than I know it was Utami Hayashishita, Saya Kamatani, and Azumi versus, I think it was Himeka, Micah, and Natsupoi. And then
I don't know who the hell any of these people are.
It's fine.
And I feel bad about myself.
It's fine. And then the tag match after, I want to say, was Mayu Iwatani and Tam Nakano versus Julia and Shuri. I could be wrong about all of that. Don't quote me.
Do you remember the Jumping Bomb Angels?
The what now?
See, older people will get that reference. The Jumping Bomb Angels were a Japanese women's tag team in the WWF in like the 80s. And they were fucking awesome. Nothing to do with what we're talking about. Cool. Why do you think New Japan won't put them on the main card?
From what I...
Or is there legal... I think there's some sort of legal broadcasting...
From what I've heard, Stardom and New Japan are on, like, different broadcasts.
Samurai TV or some shit like that, right?
They're on, I don't think New Japan's Samurai TV, but the other Stardom one, is. Yeah. So I think the two broadcasters can't really come to an agreement. That's what I've heard. I don't know anything specifically, but I think that's what I've heard.
All right, so what is... What's the big goings on in Stardom right now? Because you stayed up super late the night.
Yes, you mentioned it on
the... And watched a Stardom show. Yeah. What's going on? What do I need to know?
You mentioned it on the other podcast.
Yes, I did.
MRB. Okay. If I go over like the storylines and stuff, you're not going to know what the hell I'm talking about.
Regardless, I'm not going to know what the hell you're talking about. So
basically what happened is the last Stardom show kind of... It didn't really look like it was going to be a super big hit, but I'm so glad I actually watched it, because, oh my god, it was so good. Utami and Shuri in the main event, legitimately, like, in my match of the year category. Like, it might be match of the year. It was really good.
Mm.
I recommend watching it.
Okay.
And then there was I think it was a 10 person, I could be wrong, with Stars, big babyface faction.
Okay.
Versus Oedo Tai, big heel faction. It was elimination, and the last person eliminated from the losing team had to join the other faction.
Oh, the plot thickens.
Yes. And then, so in Stars, there's someone named Starlight Kid, and they wear a mask, and it looks very tiger mask-like.
Okay.
Since they've joined, they've all been like super babyface, and you've never had to worry about them turning or anything, because they basically have been the face of the company for a while. Like, they were Stardom's Twitter icon for ages.
Okay.
But they were the last person eliminated, and they had to join a way to tie.
Oh, okay. I like that storytelling. That's cool.
Yeah, and then there's been two shows since then.
Were you
then.
Shocked and dismayed?
I was, like, legitimately. I honestly thought... because there had been another one before that where another member of Stars had joined Oedo Tai. So I legitimately just thought that match was there to get that member of Stars back to Stars, but no.
Okay.
Because then, and then there were two shows that happened recently that got put up on Stardom World, and Oedo Tai is trying to steal more people from other factions, and it's very interesting because I don't know what the hell their end game is.
Stardom World is a streaming service of some sort?
Yeah. They don't stream anything, but like they upload their shows onto there.
Okay.
Think of it like Pivot Chair.
And you prescribe to this?
I do prescribe to this.
Okay. And how many yen is it?
I think it's like $9.99. So like...
It's 999 yen?
I think.
Is there any other stuff you get with it? Or is it just Stardom?
Just Stardom.
Interesting. Okay. Is there English commentary?
For the show that just happened, there was on Fight. Or I think it was on Fight. No, not Fight, because they didn't put it on Fight. It was whatever streaming like thing they had it on where they streamed it. But there was English commentary. For every other show, no. Because almost everything that gets put up on Stardom World is put up without commentary.
Oh, like no commentary?
No commentary, period.
Really?
Really.
I wonder why.
I have no idea. I think they just don't have commentary at most shows.
Are you able to kind of follow along with what's going on, just like the universal language of wrestling? You can kind of understand what's happening?
Well, the good thing about it is because they upload them afterwards. Like, it takes a day or two to upload them.
Okay.
They subtitle the promos.
English, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that'll help.
It makes it a lot easier. It makes it super easy.
Do some of the translations hard to understand, or do they...
Occasionally, it's kind of... touch and go, but usually they're really good. The person who does their translations is super good.
So for the most part, you can kind of figure out what's going on.
The person who does their translation also does one of their cameras, runs their social media, their English social media. They're basically you.
I was just going to say, so Stardom has a Boris.
Basically, yeah.
That sounds like a song. I'm going to write Stardom has a Boris. And speaking of songs, that's a segue, kids.
Yeah.
As per usual, I gift... my guests two tracks on the podcast. I'm starting to rethink that, because the whole reason for this podcast was for me to talk about wrestling and play music I like, and I'm playing music everybody else likes.
Well, you still get one song at the end.
Yeah, wow, thanks.
Make it longer and do four, and then you have two.
So you have picked a couple of songs. What do you want to go with first?
Let's go with Momentary Bliss by Gorillaz.
Why did you pick this particular song? Because I listened to a little bit of it when I pulled it, and it's kind of a weird song.
It is a bit of a weird song. Gorillaz in general is just weird.
Why did you pick this?
So I go on weird random music kicks where I will randomly get a song stuck in my head out of nowhere, not even listening to it, and then I'll go and just binge a whole bunch of music from that band.
Okay.
So a while back, I got a verse from Feel Good Inc., which is another Gorillaz song stuck in my head.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's the one.
Thank you. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, yes. But I got a verse from that stuck in my head, okay. So I went on a big...
That's a good song, though.
It's a super good song. I love Gorillaz. But then I went on a really big Gorillaz kick, and this song is off of their latest thing. I don't remember what year it came out, but it's called Song Machine. It was on their YouTube that they then turned into an album. It's okay. Hard to explain. It's just a really good song. It's very uplifting, motivating.
The other day, I woke up and I was getting ready for work and I was in the shower and I was dissecting the lyrics to Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne, trying some way to make her the villain in the story.
Why?
I don't know. I was trying really hard to make her the villain and I couldn't find the angle.
Why do you know the lyrics to that song so
because
well?
Because they play it at work, and I hear it like 10 times a day at work.
Fair enough.
And so I know it, like, I could recite it. It's horrible. Have you ever, like, read the lyrics to that song?
No, I haven't.
It's like you wrote it.
It's a
anyway.
Catchy song, though.
Yeah, really? Get up. So, yeah, I tried to make her the villain. I couldn't do it, but, yeah. All right. So we're going to go with this song. You want to do the talk up? You think you can do this?
Maybe.
You have to have some genetic charisma here. I had to give you some. You got my looks, unfortunately, so.
I think I might be a little bit better looking.
It's not hard.
We are going to Momentary Bliss by Gorillaz on the Punk and Pile Drivers podcast.
Hey, that wasn't bad. We could do so much better than this. Mostly your faces and momentary bliss. We could do so much better than this. Oh, Rita. Thank you.
you were special, so fucking special. Oh, how you need it, oh, how you're needed. And you keep squeezing the truth from the middle. You put the seeds, but your arches, they ain't golden. And you was gagging for some gags, and now you're rolling. Bet you shut your trap and keep it hush. On another note, couple of months made me blush. There's a hole in your pocket, so you cannot find a change. Gavin, of your mind, you say your pattern. You pull your strings and you jump, hold your mouth and you say, what was scripted the day before it happened? We all give applause when people lock the doors, but on the way out, it hit your back in. See, everything in life is silver and gold, but mine is for metal, get platinum. It makes me sick to think you ain't happy in your skin, it's where it fits. Think like Bob, don't blink. Get your slickers, set them in it pops. And withers, you're a tough. Keep twists that you deserve. Scored in this might be sick.
And cake, typical. Oh, you need to change your face. You get it sold. It's such a waste. You know we could do so much better than this. Swimming in pools of momentary bliss. Where you gotta buy the bounty, cause everybody take it. Meanwhile you keep on adding. I bet you gotta grow.
It makes me sick to think doing happy in your skin is where it fits. To think like Bob, don't play. Get the slickers, set them in it pumps. And with a zero ton, that you deserve. School dinners make me sick to think you ain't happy in your skin. It's where it fit to think like Bob, God, blink. It's just flicker, set them, then it pops. And with a zero turn, eat twist that you deserve. School dinners make me sick.
We could do so much better than this. Mostly your faces and momentary bliss. We could do so much better than this. Oh Rita, oh Rita. We could do so much better than this. Perfect little pictures of moments that we missed. We could do so much better than this. Oh Rita, oh Rita.
That is the Gorillaz. What's the song called again? Momentary Bliss. On the Punk and Pile Drivers podcast, my name is Big Bad Boris. I'm joined by my child, my offspring.
Hello.
Brayden. I want to talk a little bit about Hana Kimura, and then we're going to talk about PWA later. Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't know a ton about Hana Kimura, like, before what happened. Other than she was one of the ones that worked that Joshi match at Madison Square Garden for Ring of Honor.
She was on either, I don't remember if it was a dark match or a pre-show, but she was at Madison Square Garden.
Was she not? I remember seeing her, so maybe it was a pre-show.
It must have been a pre-show then.
From what I gather, she was on a reality show.
Okay. I'm not entirely sure what that show is because I've never watched it. I just heard about it because Hannah
but it was some
it.
Sort of Japanese reality show, correct?
It was some sort of, it was called Terrace House. It was some kind of weird reality show where they just put people in a house where they could try and get together or make friendships or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know, it was a weird thing. So basically, from what I understand happened, the whole thing is messy because there was the original story and then what came out after. The producers of the show staged something where they wanted...
Yeah, didn't somebody cut up her gear or something?
See, that's the thing. Originally, that's what everyone thought, but it turns out that was staged.
Oh.
It was staged where one person, quote-unquote, cut up or, like, shrinked or did something to the gear she wore at her Wrestle Kingdom match.
Oh, okay.
And she was supposed to have a big flip out at them and like hit them or something, but
okay.
The thing with Hannah is that you'll understand very quickly. She was a genuinely kind person and she couldn't bring herself to do that. Even like the thing she did where she just knocked their hat off, like that made her feel bad about doing that.
Okay.
And the whole thing led to a bunch of social media shit where people attacked her for no good reason. And the whole thing of producers wanting her to seem like a bit of a bitch for some reason. And then the whole social media shit, it all just kept piling up and piling up and piling up. And then we all know.
And for those of you who don't know,
we all know
she took her own life.
Yeah, the
young, right? Like super 20, 21, young, something like
barely,
that.
Barely, like just into her 20s.
Yeah, yeah, she was super young. And when it happened, there was an outpouring of like apparently she touched a lot of people. And a lot of female wrestlers who got a chance to work with her. I know Takeshi was very upset about it as well. And, you know, Takeshi knows everything that's going on in Japan.
There's very few people you can say this about, but I legitimately have never heard a single person say anything, like any wrestler that she's worked with, promoter, wrestler, ring announcer, referee, yada, yada, yada. I've never heard a single one of them say a single bad thing about Hana Kimura.
So, recently there was a tribute show at Corican Hall. You watched it live.
Yes,
I watched it at a later date. And watching that show, I learned a lot. Even though there was a bit of a language barrier on some of it, but there was the one that I don't know if you watched the English commentary version. Ian Riccoboni from Ring of Honor.
Yes, I did.
And a couple of other guys. I don't know who they were.
It was Ian Riccoboni and Cheeseburger.
Oh, is that who it was?
Yeah, it was
Cheeseburger. Oh, okay.
It's such a weird combination, but it worked.
I've been a big Cheeseburger mark for a long time. He was one of my favorites that we saw when we were at WrestleMania. I was all excited.
Cheeseburger.
And then Bully Ray turned on him, and I was mad at Bully Ray. And then he talked for so long, we had to miss Kaiju. But that's another story for another day. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, tribute show. I didn't realize that her mom was a wrestler.
Her mom was a wrestler.
And through a lot of the vignettes and stuff, I was able to kind of piece together. Yeah. She had a match with her mom and couldn't beat her. Then eventually she had another match with her mom and she finally did beat her.
The whole, I don't want to say generic, but like the storytelling of protege, master, kid, parent. How I'm eventually going to kick your ass.
Whoa. All right. Settle down. There was a lot of cool people that showed up at that show.
Yeah.
Jinsei Shinzaki was on that show, and Masato Tanaka was there. And, like, they did this big sort of, like almost like a Royal Rumble-y style battle royal thing. It was a lot of fun, a lot of comedy in it, but I really enjoyed it.
It was a battle royal, but, like, it was very just spot-based where people in the ring just kind of sat in the corner to let people get their spots in. Because the whole thing about that show is, like, no one was really going for, other than the main event, which we'll get to, no one in that match particularly was going for like the super work rate stuff. They were just trying to lift the crowd because it was
less on the sports and more on the entertainment.
Exactly, because they were trying to lift the crowd because that whole event was just very somber.
And I don't even know much about her, but by time the end of it was, I was getting a little emotional. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Not a lot.
You didn't know jack about her.
I heard you were a wreck.
Oh my God. I'm so glad I wasn't with anyone. I was a mess.
Now, there was a couple of people that you said came out of retirement to work that show, and there was one in particular. I sent you a picture, and I was like, this woman's awesome. Who is she? And you're like, she's retired. And I was like, what? I'm just finding out how awesome this person is, and they're retired. Who was that? Shorter hair?
Short. Kagetsu.
Okay. Well, tell me about Kagetsu, because I was really impressed.
So the thing with you where you are getting into her, but then you find out she was retired, that's kind of what I went through when I first got into Stardom, because she was on her retirement road when I got into her.
Oh, okay.
It. I backwatched a whole bunch of stuff, and I was like, I fell in love with her.
Okay,
she's cool. My favorite of all time, period.
Very talented.
Oh, she's amazing.
And so there was like a six-person match, and then that spawned off into an impromptu match, and Kagetsu wrestled
Asuka. / Vaney, for those who watched.
And Asuka is not Asuka, WWE Asuka, obviously.
No, for those who watched the AEW women's tournament, like the Japanese side, Vaney.
Transgender, or am I not understanding?
Transgender.
And I tread carefully because you never want to say the wrong thing, and I mean no disrespect. I just was trying to, just from commentary side, what do you know about her?
They go by they, them, but they also accept.
Okay,
they
what do you know about them?
They also accept she, they, or whatever.
Talented.
Yes,
the match
so
was great.
Good.
The match was really
they're
good.
They're one of my favorite going right now. They're
so not retired?
Good. No,
okay.
Asuka is not retired. She's in the, I'd say, in the prime of her career right now. Not even prime, because she's getting better continuously, but she's just so good.
So was there any
they
kind
are
of,
just so good.
Was there any kind of story to this, to how the impromptu main event came together? Was it like an old grudge, or was it just like a, hey, let's go, let's do this?
I think it was just a, hey, let's go thing. They had like a promo thing after the match, but I couldn't. I don't speak Japanese, so I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm so happy because I got to watch Kagetsu have another singles match with someone who's like one of my favorite going right
and
now.
And Kagetsu seems like she's in her prime.
She
seems young.
She's still very young.
Is there any reason why? Just like had lot, enough? Want to get out while you still have your body? Or
a
what's...
lot? I don't know why she retired. A lot of Joshis start super young.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are the kids in, as I call them, because they literally are. In Stardom, there are like trainees who are like 13 in the ring.
Their version of like Young Lions sort of thing?
But, like they're literally kids, like 13 years old.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot of Joshi starts super young. And Kagetsu is still, like even now after being retired for a year, she's young. But she was an 11-year vet.
Okay. So kind of like MRB, you've been around a long time, but you're not that old.
Exactly.
You started real young.
Exactly.
All right. At the very end of the show, there was this giant montage of different people saying a word, and I don't remember what the word was. What is that?
It means see you later.
Oh, that's sad. But there's a lot of, I guess it's kind of like,
it wasn't supposed to be sad. It was supposed to be more like
I get it.
Sad, but you get what I mean.
And I was trying to picking out, like, it's like every fifth person I would know, and I'd be like, oh, okay, I know that person, and there's Masato Tanaka, and there's Kenny Omega, and it was kind of cool. Like, and it just shows all the people who did that. Obviously, she must have had a pretty big
effect. Yes, she touched a lot of people. No one I've seen no one say anything bad about her, even before all the shit that happened. Mm-hmm. Like, she was legitimately one of the most beloved figures in Joshi.
Very sad.
And it's not even close.
Very sad.
Very, very sad.
Who is the current Global Honor champion?
Current Global Honor in Noah?
Yes.
It's Mara Fuji.
Now, tell me how happy you were when they put the belt on...
I'm going to punch you.
Well, frick, I'm drawing a total blank. Muda. On Muda. Tell me, because
I'm going to punch you.
You called me, and you were like...
I was...
He can't walk. He doesn't have any knees. I'm like, the guy's a legend. It doesn't matter.
I was pissed. Because they took it off of Go Shiozaki to put it on freaking Keiji Muto, who has no knees.
How was the match, though?
Not good.
Was it watchable? I guess any match is technically watchable.
It was fine. I get it was watchable mostly because of Go, but I'm still.
I think Go Shiozaki used to work for Dragon Gate, if memory serves me correctly.
I don't know if he worked for Dragon Gate. I know he did some stuff for All Japan.
Maybe I'm mistaken. I've been known to be wrong almost all the time.
Yeah.
All right, you want to bust out your second song, and then we're going to talk about PWA.
Yes.
What is your second song?
Title Holder by
the... I support this song.
Yes, you'd like this one. Title Holder by the Interrupters.
Why?
I just like the song.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Did you know that on Friday, the Interrupters released a live album?
I was listening to it on the way here.
Live in Tokyo.
Yeah, I listened to it on the way here.
Okay,
I listened
to
it on the way here.
I thought I had some cool information that you didn't know. But I guess not. All right. After this, we're going to talk a little bit about PWA and your part in it. This is Title Holder. This is the Interrupters on the Triple P.
Fight like a title holder. Stand like a champion. Live like a warrior. And never let them break you down. Not giving up, it's not what we do. Bell rings and I'm counting.
Interrupters on the Punk and Pile Drivers podcast. My name is Big Bad Boris on the Backbreaker Media Network with Young Braden. Now, your introduction to PWO was kind of funny.
It was.
Because my biggest, and I talked about this with, I think, with MRB, my biggest, one of my biggest anxieties of PWA shows in years past is who the hell is going to run my Roman camera.
Okay, wait, are we talking about my introduction to running the camera or my introduction in general?
Oh, no, to running the camera.
Okay, to running the camera, yeah.
You have been coming to PWA shows since you were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Since you were, yeah, I think you were at a stroller in a PWA show.
One of my earliest memories is in a stroller at a PWA show.
Really?
Yep.
What happened at this PWA show?
I don't remember. I just remember, like, seeing a ring and people in it while I'm in a stroller.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It's probably Dirty Duke Durango.
Probably. I like that.
He's been around a long time.
I like that Dirty Duke Durango.
So, yeah, finding someone to run a Roman camera. And, you know, I would grab Lance Storm students and whatever, whoever I could find, friends or whatever. And your... my ex-wife, I don't know how to say it properly, sort of stepmother, whatever you want to call it, suggested that I give you a try.
Yes.
And I was like, how bad could he be?
Oh, you have no idea how freaking terrified I was.
And
well,
we're going to get to that. And so I was like, well, what the hell? Well, you watched, you weren't like super big into it, but you watched wrestling back in those times. And I figured
that was when I was getting back on the on the upswing.
And I figured that you would know enough about following the action to the point where you could shoot wrestling.
Yeah.
And it turns out that you're a pretty damn good camera person. And you've filmed every show for me since then. And it's been a few years now.
Yeah, apparently I'm good at this. I don't know.
Do you remember the first show?
I do not.
But you said you were nervous?
I was Well, I'm just a very anxious person in general.
So yeah,
I'm
you nervous. Get that for me.
I'm nervous whenever I do anything.
Yeah, you get that for me.
But yeah, I was shitting bricks that night.
Nervous about what? Fucking up or getting in the way or all of the above?
Yes.
All right. What's been your favorite match you've filmed?
My favorite match that I've filmed.
Well, okay, let me rephrase this question. Let me ask this question again. What is your favorite match that you filmed, and why is it me versus Andy?
You know what? I was thinking of a brownie points match, but for some reason, that's not the one I was thinking of.
Okay, strike that. What is the favorite match you filmed?
I don't know.
Because you got to do some cool stuff with Cody Rhodes. Yeah. Did you film Samoa Joe, or was that before you?
That was before me.
Okay.
I got to film Jeff Cobb, though, and Christopher Daniels.
Jeff Cobb and Daniels and...
Jay Lethal, Kazarian.
You got to film Marky and MRB jumping off the top rope like idiots.
I got to film
Teddy Hart and MRB jumping off the top of the ladder like idiots.
I've gotten to film MRB jumping off of stuff being stupid.
Oh, you get to film him jumping off the saddle dome too.
I got to film.
Go back and watch that again, because I found that clip somewhere. I think it was on my phone or something.
Super good clip.
Nobody caught him, and I'm not trying to call out anybody, but like he hit the floor pretty hard.
Okay, but you mentioned the saddle dome. The brownie points match I was thinking was you in the battle royal at the saddle dome.
Yeah, I showed Reed Matthews what was up that night,
and then you immediately got eliminated.
Well, that's because I got cocky, and then Jack Pride, because he's a dick, threw me out. But
that
Pride. I made Reed Matthews a believer that night.
Yes, you did.
And the power of Big Bad Boris. I think I might be due a mayhem title shot. I might bring back the Boris for Mayhem champ hashtag.
I'm surprised it ever went away.
I need a run. I need a title run.
The funniest thing is, like, I think that actually could happen just because.
I don't see that happening.
Just because of how
soon.
Ridiculous it is, I think it'd be hilarious.
What are your thoughts on going back?
I'm. It's the same worries that you have about, like,
do I remember
getting
how to,
back?
Do I remember how
exactly.
to do this?
At least with me, I've had clandestine.
Yes, and I've got a chance to. But for me, clandestine, I show up and I commentate. With PWA, I do a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like worried about, you know, hooking everything up and getting all the music tested and getting my microphones ready. And
I do the same thing.
Having everyone's music and everyone giving me new music. And
yeah, I do the same thing for PWA.
I mean, I forgot sitting next to Taryn in a fucking car. So
that's still my favorite thing that's happened on this goddamn podcast.
When I showed up for the clandestine show, she was like, "Hi, I'm Terrence. Nice to meet you." I'm like, she's just my ass.
I laughed.
I deserve it, though.
You did.
Yeah,
I did. It was so funny.
What are your thoughts about Clandestine? Because you shot...
Oh, I love Clandestine.
You shot episode one. What was it like to be in the middle of the...
I've shot...
You shot everything. Sure. Okay, yeah. Settle down.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just busting your balls. Yeah, what was it like to be in the middle of the deathmatch? Because you were up close and personal.
Oh, I was fucking... I was terrified.
Were you nervous?
Not for me, but for them.
Did you wear any kind of goggle? No? Did you get any glass on you?
No.
No?
Actually, glass, yes, I did. I felt... None that hurt me, but I felt like glass coming at me. Like, I felt it hit me.
All right. But, yeah, that was a fun night.
That was a super fun night.
And you drove home that night.
I did. Because you were... drunk.
Well, I wasn't drunk. I just couldn't drive.
You had
I had enough beers that I shouldn't have driven.
You had drinks.
MRV was like, yeah, if you want to have drinks during commentary. And I was like, heck yeah, I do.
And then I drove you home.
You did, in my fancy car.
In your fancy car, and which I want to drive again someday.
Nope, never happened.
Damn.
What else are you watching right now besides the old Joshi?
Because
you're like me. You don't watch a lot of weekly American wrestling. Like, you don't watch WWE. And no, and then, again, I'm not like not watching to be a dick. It's just not really. I'm not in the habit anymore. But I don't watch AEW. I'll check out a pay per view or whatever. But I don't watch it weekly.
Here's my thing.
I have no idea what happened at Heck on a Deck.
I have no idea. I don't watch Raw. Don't watch SmackDown. I don't watch NXT. I don't watch AEW. I'll occasionally watch like an AEW pay per view or a Takeover. Can't pay me to watch a WWE pay per view these days.
Do you think your mind will change when they're back to fan shows?
No.
No, because I'm kind of looking forward. I'm looking forward to the Las Vegas Stadium with 80,000 people in it. That might be fun
for WWE.
Because Mania was kind of fun, just having some people there, and it's WrestleMania. So,
even before the pandemic, I was kind of falling off of watching weekly wrestling. Like the only stuff I really watched before were like NXT and AEW. I didn't watch Raw and SmackDown anyways. Like when crowds come back, maybe I'll watch the pay-per-views, but I don't see myself going back to watching the weekly TV.
What are you watching?
Pretty much anything, just Puro.
So you're watching Purisu. New Japan,
Stardom.
So Noah. Will Ospreay, they had to take the belt off him because he is injured.
Fucked his neck again.
And there was a match between somebody and somebody.
Shingo Takagi. That's and it. Kazuchika Okada.
That's the names I'm trying to find. And Shingo won.
Shingo did win.
And he is now the IWGP...
World Heavyweight Champion.
What else is going on in New Japan? Because I pay for the damn New Japan World, but I never watch it.
Well, last night was the first Kizuna Road show, and it wasn't a super big show, but they had the Never six-man titles in the main event. It was...
The Never six-man titles were in the main event?
They've actually done a decent job building up those titles over the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Like, they kind of actually matter a little bit now.
Okay. Because
they've had, like, one stable champion. Or, like, one stable team.
Okay.
So the champions right now are Haruki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, and I hate Yoshihashi.
Who was the first one?
Haruki Goto.
Oh, I say Hiroki Goto. Sorry.
You say it wrong. Okay.
I hate Yoshihashi?
And I hate Yoshihashi. Let it be known, everyone, I'm putting this out into the world for the world to know, I absolutely despise this man.
Why?
I hate looking at him. I hate Why? Watching him work.
What's wrong with Yoshihashi?
I think he's boring. I don't like the way he works. His swanton is lopsided, and it annoys the fuck out of me.
Wow.
His stupid butterfly submission doesn't look like it hurts. I don't like him.
What you should do is really hold back and not tell me how you really feel.
No problem. But yeah, it was them last night at Kizuna Road. It was them three versus Evil Dick Togo.
Dick Togo.
I almost said Dick Togo because that's how I say it 90% of the time. Dick Togo, who I adore. And what the hell is his name? The Tokyo Pimp. What's his name?
Yujiro Takahashi.
That's the one. And Peter came back to the joy of all male fans.
Oh, really?
To the joy of all male fans.
Peter. Let's try to keep it clean here. This is a family show.
I never said anything.
Anything else you're watching?
Not really.
No, no DDT, no Dragon Gate.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a big DDT guy. I love DDT.
Okay.
I need to catch up on them again still.
What's going on in DDT?
Jun Akiyama is the KOD Openweight Champion.
Do they still have the Iron Man title that the latter held?
Yes, they do.
Who has that now?
I don't know who has it.
Bottle of Whiteout?
Last time I checked, Chris Brooks had it, but
Chris Brooks?
But I could be wrong.
See, yeah, you were all about the UK scene for a while.
Yes,
there.
I was about the UK scene, you had and a UK they all phase. Turned out to be terrible people.
You had a UK phase, and you were all about Flash Morgan Webster, which
I
is an inside
not.
Joke.
I said I liked him, and then Chucky just freaking ran with it.
I think he punched
has
you
never
at one
let
point.
Me forget
Did
it.
Did he not hit you when you told
I don't know. You could say he hit me
about
any
one of my opinions.
I think
you told him that you liked Flash Morgan Webster more than you liked Randy Orton, and I think he punched you.
I still don't like Randy Orton.
Let's get you a bunch of heat before the PWA comes back and the first
yeah.
show starts.
Everyone's going to hate me.
Oh, stop it. There's something else I wanted to ask you, and I forget what it was, so I guess it couldn't have been that important. Anything else you want to talk about? Any opinions you want to make known? Anybody else you want to offend?
I hate Mina Shirakawa.
Who the hell's that?
Another Joshi. I just want.
Why do you hate her?
I don't think she's good.
So you just hate people because they're not good?
Yeah.
fair enough. All right.
I'm easy to please, so if you don't please me, you earn my hate.
Wow. Okay. Who the fuck are you?
No one.
Exactly.
I'm an internet wrestling fan.
I see. You're toxic.
Exactly.
Your toxic masculinity.
Exactly.
Anything else that you want to add, or what are you listening to these days? What's in the old stereo? What's in your ear holes, if you will?
I don't know. I usually just put my big ass playlist on shuffle.
Your big ass. Okay. Do you have your phone with you?
I do. It's in my pocket.
Okay. Pull out your phone.
Pulling out my phone.
And I want you to go to your big ass playlist and press shuffle and tell me what the first song is that comes up.
Okay. One second. I need to open Spotify and make sure my volume's off so it doesn't come on through the microphone. There's my big playlist.
Okay, we don't have all fucking...
She got arrested by the Interrupters.
Ah, that's a good track. If you were a wrestler...
If I was a wrestler...
What would your entrance music be?
My entrance music? I don't know. I've thought a lot about this, but I keep going like back and forth on a bunch of stuff, and I can't think of any of them off the top of my head.
Wow, great answer. Thank
yes,
you for
I know.
Giving
I'm,
me the
I'm
this
terrible at this.
Content that I'm looking for.
I'm terrible at this. I'm not good on the spot, okay?
If you and Thaddeus Archer got in a fight, who would win?
I mean, I'll be nice to Thaddeus and say him, although I want to say me. Though he did run like a bar wrestling thing, apparently, so probably him.
Would you fight dirty though?
Yeah.
Eye pokes, groin stuff like that.
Kick him right in the dick. First thing.
Kick him right in the dick. All right.
I'm going for the win. I don't care about fighting.
Yeah, hey, by any means necessary, right?
Exactly.
Before we shut this down, I just want to give a couple of shout outs to a few people. Since I started this project, there's been a bunch of people who've listened every week and who've sent me very, very kind feed. Not you.
I have though.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you're here, so I don't need to give you any feedback. I just want to give some thanks to a couple of these folks. Remember Dusty Adonis, Brandon? Remember Dusty Adonis?
Vaguely.
Oh, that's going to hurt his feelings.
I met the guy.
Let's
like,
try this. Let's
I
try
met
this
the guy
again.
Like once, okay.
Let's try this again. You remember Dusty Adonis, right?
Yes, I remember Dusty Adonis.
He's great.
Perfectly.
Yeah. he has given me some positive feedback. One of my oldest and dearest friends, Christopher Drew. Back in the holy land of Calgary, Alberta.
I thought you were about to say Christopher Daniels. I was going to be very confused.
Christopher Daniels is a good guy. Christopher Drew, he knows who he is, has given me some very good feedback. And he's actually, everything I've done, he's checked out. He used to listen to my college radio show as well. Ooh. So, Chris, thank you. I appreciate that. And my brother-in-law, Big D.
Big D.
Not just a clever nickname. also, some positive feedback. So thank you again for checking this out. Thanks to Mike Maloney from Backbreaker Media for letting this happen. If you have a band you want me to hear or want to suggest somebody that should come here and hang out with me, hit me up on the Twitter machine at @BBBoris. What's your Twitter thing?
Oh, it's @BradenNorris double underscore.
Cool.
No, it's not.
What's Bread Boy, by the way? Show up on Twitter and
yes,
says Bread
I'm,
Boy.
Yes, I'm aware. I don't even know how the nickname started, but a bunch of my friends call me Bread for some reason.
Why?
I have no idea. Okay. A lot of my online friends call me Brad for whatever reason.
I don't like that. And your name's not fucking Brad. Yes, we didn't name you Brad.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Hey, don't attitude me.
I'm not attituding. I'll You're the one you. Attituding me.
I'll kick your ass.
Bet.
You want some of this?
Yes. But I think it started because one day one of them like typoed or autocorrect filled misspelled Brad as bread.
Ah, okay.
And it's just from there, it's just never gone away.
You know what? It's not as good a story as I thought
it was
going
to be. No, it's not. My life is not interesting.
All right. well, thank you for coming on and sharing some non-interesting things about your life.
We didn't talk nearly as much about Joshi as I thought we were going to. I was prepared to go on like a 3-hour
rant. I don't know what to ask. That's the thing. It's like I don't know anything about it, really.
This is why I told you to prepare questions.
No, that's too much work. This is supposed to be fun. This becomes work, then I don't do it anymore. But when it's just me chatting with friends and family, then it's fun.
I'll come on again. Then I can do my 3-hour rant about Joshi.
Well, we'll do Bread Boy Part 2.
Hell yeah.
I want to tell you something, son.
What is that?
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, see, isn't that sweet? We are going to go out to a perfect song. This is a wrestling-related punk rock song. I found this on the interwebs while I was looking up new releases, of what's coming up these days.
Is it by the Razor Ramones?
But you're very close. The Razor Ramones are awesome, though. We're going to talk about them on a future episode. This is by a band called The Follow-Ups.
Oh.
And the song is actually called Hey Yo, The Ballad of Razor Ramon. And this, like, you won't be able to hear it until the podcast is done, unless you look on your Spotify on the way home. Check this song out. It's called The Ballad of Razor Ramon, and the band's called The Follow-Ups. It's fucking awesome.
I will definitely look that
up. It's, again, very Ramonesy, which I like. Child, thank you.
Father, thank you.
Go home so I can go to sleep.
All right, thanks.
And I don't know who we're going to have next week. There's been some people who have expressed interest, so I'll have to negotiate the hard terms and
do another solo episode.
Nobody wants to listen to me talk.
I like the first
episode. In fairness, no one wants to listen to you talk either.
And you brought me on.
You know, nobody wants to listen to anybody talk, really.
Yeah. Everyone hates each other. Good night.